Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, fire up that grill, that smoker, or even that deep fryer, because it's still great weather to do a little bit of barbecuing. I think we might get a little snap of winter here, but you know what? We're overdue. We just got back from deer camp, and man, you're wearing your short sleeves and your tennis shoes if you were sitting up in the tree. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. Welcome back, Bob.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It was a warm opener, that's for sure. I was up at Whipple Lake, where I go every year, and bow hunting for like 5 or 6 days, and then went right into rifle. And I can't tell you how gorgeous it was to sit around a campfire every night. I had the Dutch oven out, and I cooked all kinds of stuff.
Had the super moon.
Chili, yeah, super moon. That screwed everything up.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Yep.
That wasn't a friend of ours. But I did shoot a doe on the 14th.
Fresh meat.
Yep. And I had to track her a little bit, and I lost the blood trail. And because when you're doing it by, I couldn't get my buddy to help me, so I'm doing it by myself. So I started walking down the road to try and find it, because I thought it might have crossed the road. And I see these five guys across the road all looking. And I mentioned to them, I just asked them, what are you doing? They said, well, we got a blood trail here. And I said, yeah, I'm looking for a blood trail. And they said, well, did you shoot one? I said, yeah. And they said, well, we got blood. Right, yeah, we got blood. Nobody shot anything. So these guys helped me find my doe. We tracked it for about an hour, five guys.
And they were from the best shot?
They were from, no, it wasn't my best shot. Actually went kind of sideways through her and blew her back leg out. So it was, unfortunately.
Okay.
She did fall quickly.
There you go.
But she still made it across the road. Thanks for that graphic, right, Bob? So
some of our fans really love that.
Anyway, I got to talking to these guys, and they're from Borculo and Fenville.
Okay.
And they know the Fen Valley people, and I told them who I was, and it was just a raucous bunch of laughter. Once again, listeners to the show helped me find another deer.
Right.
So it was really
not
cool.
Not the first time.
No, that's right. The second time now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I went up to our friends at Siciliano's Market, have a nice deer camp up near Irons, Michigan. And I went up there not as a hunter, but as the cook and a kind of a surrogate drinker. And we had a lot of fun up there. Was able to put some stuff right on the campfire, on the grates. We took the logs out and let the coals die down a little bit. And then they have this 5-foot diameter fire pit, and they got a big grate that goes right on top of it.
Nice.
So it's right on the lip of the fire pit.
Siciliano style.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
They don't do anything small.
Right. Between passing the 30-year-old bourbon around and smoking the great cigars, and then I threw some lamb chops on the grill there, and we're eating man style with the little lolly chops with the handle built right into them. Man, had a great time. Was able to spend some quality time with the buds up at camp. So that's what this is all about. I won't rat anybody out, but they had a couple buddies come in with their wives. Right?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly it. You want to talk about a bunch of men that there was nothing going on there, but it was just foul. You know, that was a foul to bring wives in to deer camp.
Did you clip their man card?
Well, they weren't guys I knew,
oh.
But they were, friends of friends.
I think the rules state you can still clip the card.
Right.
I don't think you have to know them.
Right, exactly. But anyway, it was deer camp. It's a wonderful time of year. It was overly warm, but you know what? We're going to be coming into some colder weather, so I think the hunting's going to get a little bit better.
While there, I saw otters, beaver, coyotes, bald eagles hang around us, and I had a bobcat walk right up to my tree stand.
Wow.
It was so cool. I filmed him.
Did you post that?
I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, back to home. We have joining us in the studio now is Molly Monet, and Molly is representing the Ada Beer and Chili Festival. And Molly, tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, we're going to have a big crop of people had come out to sample some chili and some beer after the big Ada parade, the Christmas parade, on Saturday the 3rd. So we're having a nice little competition to see who can make the best chili, bring the best beer, and then we're going to have a good combo, too, that people will get to vote for.
So this is taking place where?
At the community church, the parking lot of the church. So it's right in the heart of downtown Ada.
So this we've done 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. It is such a fun event.
Yes.
It's so cool. What a great idea you guys had several years ago to come up with this, because it takes a lot of planning.
Oh, a lot of planning. Yeah.
And you kind of ride herd on a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. I like to think so.
Well, you're doing a good job because last year it was fantastic.
Yes.
Other than we ran out of beer about 8 o'clock at night and closed at 3.
Right, yeah. So it's noon to 3, Saturday the 3rd of December. Barbecue Bob and I are going to be competing in the pairing with beer and chili. Imagine that.
Yes.
But there are, you said, how many breweries?
There are 16 breweries this year, and then 36 chili
right.
cooks.
So this thing happens from noon to 3 on the 3rd of December. Barbecue Bob and I are going to roll in about 6 a.m., get the smoker fired up, and that's about all I'm going to tell you about our chili right now. But we plan on regaining the title.
Right.
We were inaugural winners, and last year we came in a distant second. To our friends at the poorhouse.
Wasn't our best chili.
Nope, and I'll give them all props. They beat us fair and square, but you know, they better bring it again this year because we're coming
back. I like
back.
Their chili better than ours last year.
I agree. That's what I said. They beat us fair and square. We'll own up to that, but you know what? We saw the error in our ways. We're going to bring it.
We're expecting nothing less.
So if somebody wants to come to the festival, is there a fee to get in?
Yep, we're selling tickets. So from now until the 26th, you can get 5 tickets for $8. And one ticket is good for 3 ounces, a sample of chili or beer. We do have some premium beers that might be a little bit more. But from now until the 26th, 5 tickets for $8 or 15 for $20.
And how do they buy them?
You can buy them online.
Okay, awesome.
And that online spot is on a Facebook page? Is that what I heard?
We do have a Facebook page that we're posting on pretty frequently. It links to the ticket site.
So if somebody wanted to find that on Facebook, what's the address?
Search for Ada Chili Beer, all one word. You'll head over to Facebook.com and give that
pretty
message.
Easy.
Perfect
yeah.
for deer camp, too.
Yeah. So come on down to this thing on the 3rd of December. I think all the teams are set, but there's going to be some great breweries. There's going to be some above-average chili from most of our competitors. And we're looking to have a little bit of fun at this thing, and we hope you can come down and join us. And if you said you heard it on the Grilling Guys, we'll give you a 5-ounce cup of chili and for the price of 3. You know, that's because that's how the Grilling Guys roll. But
sure,
anyway,
we'll let that
He's
slide.
Just rewriting the rules. Thanks, right. Job. Yeah. That was good. He's got the shovel
well, we're looking at like a 6-gallon batch.
Right.
So we're at 3 ounces of serving. We're gonna be dipping some chili.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
So what a great idea, great concept. Yeah. Thanks for coming down here this morning and hanging out with us.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a beautiful woman in the booth with all these homely guys.
Yeah. Speaking of great beer that's gonna be at the Chili Festival, there's a new brewery in Lowell, Michigan, that is Barbecue Bob. You had a chance to be there on opening day, right?
I was there.
Right. Tell us a little bit about it and what we got coming up next.
Well, I'm going to save the suspense for the next segment, but basically, I've been keeping my eye on this guy because I could never find a car in there, and they had all the windows papered shut, so it was quite the mystery. And I caught a car in there one day and made contact, and let's just say, when you stop in there, you're going to be blown away.
Coming up next, there's going to be a new union with the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Talk Network. Bob, we just finished one of our favorite weekends of the year. It actually bled into Tuesday with the deer opener, but you know what? That's one of my sacred weekends every year. I look so forward to just hitting the woods with the buddies and sitting around the fire. You know me, I'm not the most avid hunter out there, but it's just a great man time throughout the year. And you know what? Good man stuff always requires good cigars, good booze, and good beer. And you got some buddies here in the studio now that
that's
right. Fill that new beer category.
That's right. We have Ryan and Tyler from New Union Brewery. Welcome to the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for having
us. Yeah, good to have you here. I've had you on my radar, and I think, Tyler, I ran into Ryan first, and you were in there working away, paper over the windows, and I saw a car because I kept my eye on the place. It's like, God, that place has been developed here. It's right on the corner of the Four Corners in Lowell, Michigan, where I live. And so to have a brewery in our town, that's just so cool. So I made a plan to be there on the 16th at 3 o'clock. I left the woods early and got home, showered, took my deer in for processing, and swung by, and boy, was that place packed. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
It was a fun day.
Tell us about your brews.
Well, we got 9 brews on tap right now. We like to think we got a pretty wide range. Kind of focus on IPAs. We've got 4 of those, one being a session, and then a couple specialties, and then we got a couple on the either side of that. We got some lighter stuff, and making a porter and an amber also.
So right now we're trying what?
You got the dark roast porter there. Got a whole lot of coffee in there, some chocolate malt. And
this is your recipe?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been tweaking that one for the last 10 years now.
Have
I think
you really?
We got it right now. So
it's really nice.
Good.
It's really nice. I love a coffee note in a porter anyway, and it's not sweet.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
not
that was the
bitter,
goal.
But it's got a little, just a crack of sweetness.
Great balance.
Yeah, good
great
breakfast
balance.
Beer.
Yep.
Very cool. No,
absolutely.
It's been a popular one so far.
This is going to be a money beer for you.
I hope so.
I'm telling you.
All right.
This would be a great beer to marinate with.
There you go.
Cook
that's
with.
A good idea.
Yeah.
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah, from the inside out. We're having a little marinated Bob later.
Want?
Is that what we're having? Yeah. Yeah. Well, you talk and I'll marinate then.
There you go.
So, Tyler, what's your role in this gig?
Well, Ryan and I go back quite a few years, and we've been talking for a long time about doing something. So probably 2 years ago now, we decided we need to take the next step and just work together, kind of, you know, ups and downs, hurdles here and there.
Funding.
Yeah, yeah. And we finally got a plan together, and we found that location in Lowell. The community has really stepped around us.
Oh,
and
man, they're going to love you.
It's just
except the
great.
Current bar owners are not going to love you. They're
there's
not going to like you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, like you said, there's room. There's room. I mean, the people have been great. And so, you know, I'm just, Ryan and I did all the construction pretty much inside.
Really?
Together. And we've done a lot with that. So we just have our kind of our fell naturally into our own separate roles.
Okay, when I finally caught Ryan in there that day and he opened the door for me and let me in, I walked in.
Scary,
Jop,
wasn't it, Ryan?
I walked
a
in and I saw the back wall. It's all these copper tiles. And it honestly, I kind of just, it took my breath away. I'm like, oh my gosh, do I love this, because it's a bunch of big stainless and then this beautiful brand new copper in the back of it. I mean, I don't know. That little building looked gigantic
right
when I walked in.
Good. Now, now seating-wise, guys, what you got?
Right about 50 seats awesome. In there. So we have 14 seats at the bar, and then the rest are going to be at tables. We got two community tables and then some smaller separate tables. And I think it lays out pretty nice, just easy to kind of move around. But at the same time, like you're saying, Bob, just a good feeling in there.
The place was packed. Yeah. I got in there about 4 o'clock. My buddy moved back from Colorado, Jason Haybarker. And so we promised, I promised him I'd stop in, and I walked in there. He's there. There's all kinds of people that I know in there. And the place is just packed. I'm like, holy cow. Look how this community's coming out and just loving this business.
They've been wonderful.
So cool.
Really, really.
Yeah.
Well, that little town, I mean, they're on the fringe of Beer City, USA, right? I mean, I would consider you part of it. Yeah. Because they're all in the same county. Yeah. It's just a little rural community about 15 miles east of Grand Rapids. And if you're coming in from Lansing or down from the Belding,
exit
Greenville
52.
Area, exit 52 off the highway.
As soon as you get to the Four Corners, you're there.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a new name for that intersection. It's the New Union intersection.
That's right. Yeah.
I like it.
So how'd you come up with the name for the brewery, New Union?
We kind of, you know, we're not that creative. So back in the 1800s, there was a brewery in Grand Rapids called Union Brewery. So we just kind of took on their name. Yeah, they were one of the original six in Grand Rapids.
Nice.
They merged into, all six merged in about 1890 into the Grand Rapids Brewing Company.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
So we just kind of took on the name, New Union, and we're just kind of rolling with it.
The funny thing is, people keep telling me, you guys have so many breweries. When are you going to be saturated? I mean, aren't you going to have too many? And it's like, no, the day when people quit buying Bud and Miller, that's when we'll be saturated. But for now, they're still buying foreign beers, and we want local beers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're in a community. We're a community brewery.
This is
good.
We
like
good
to think, you know, Lowell is past due for a brewery, and we like to think we're filling the need there. So.
You are.
Well, you absolutely are, because it's a bedroom community for Grand Rapids, but it's also, they've got a Class B school. You know, so they're and which the football team,
awesome.
Hail Yeah, is making a run to Ford Field again. And so the community really loves community events and community businesses. And yours is going to fit right in. Just wonderful, man. And you know what? The Grilling Guys are proud to support local business because we're one as well. And we can relate. Now, you do a product much better than the Grilling Guys do, and that is this session. Let's talk a little bit about this, too.
Sure. It's a Citrus Session IPA. It has a whole lot of late hop additions with Citra, so it gives that big punch at the end there.
Can you
taste
believe
it, smell
this
it.
Is a session? I mean, it's so full.
So you've got, what, like 4.5, 5% alcohol
You know,
in
it's sitting just at 5. It ended up just a hair over 5. We'll bring it back down to 5 the next batch, but it'll be right at 5%.
Yep. Right. And that's what makes it a session beer. For those of you that aren't familiar with that term, session translates to you can drink 2 or 3 of them without getting wobbly.
Exactly.
As you do it and enjoy an afternoon of beer with your buddies or your family rather than some of these high gravity beers that are 7, 8, 9%,
right.
You get 1 or 2 in you, and then it's like you better not drive, you better not try to do much but sit on the couch. So,
exactly.
So good for you.
You know, there's a lot of session IPAs out there,
right.
And most of them turn me off. This does not. This
good.
That's a beer you could drink for a long session
right.
And still love the next one you have. So that's a whole balancing with the malt and everything you got going on there.
Good to hear.
It just feels like a full-bodied beer.
Very good.
Yeah. So you said you had 9. Take me the one that's off the chart, that's not the mainstream. We've got a porter and an IPA, right?
Yeah.
Session IPA. You're going to do very well with both of these. I'm positive you will. They're fabulous. But do you got a creative side? Is there a wild side? Or what are you doing out there with that?
Well, you know, right now we kind of start out with some of the basic ones.
Uh-huh.
I got one in the fermenter right Good now. IPA. It's going to be a double IPA. That one's going to be pretty hefty. Brewed with all hops from a hop yard just down the way in Lowell also. So... So we got the creative ones coming. We kind of started out with the
you
staple.
Got hops from Lowell?
For a couple of varieties, right from Lowell, just a few miles down the road.
Nice.
Yeah.
From Brian Postumus?
No, our friends at 43 Degree.
Yeah, sure.
Corey Deeds. Yeah.
Awesome. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking to Ryan and Tyler right now, the latest brewers to enter Michigan, and they're right in my hometown, Lowell, Michigan. It's called New Union. Write that down. You've got to visit this place because... Jop and I have called quite a few of them over the years, and as it turns out, they all turn into stellar businesses. I'm going to put my name on this one and say, bang, that's easy money.
Wow, we appreciate that. Thank
Guys,
you.
If people want to find you, is there a Facebook page, a website, or anything we want to direct them to? They can find more information?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page going right now. Our website is coming up here. We got that.
Facebook is what? Is it New Union Brewery?
New Union Brewery, yep.
Yep, okay, very good. Well, very good. Ryan?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, and we're awful happy to have you in the community. There's another one coming that's kind of late in opening. I don't know how they're doing, but we could actually have two breweries in Lowell, and we could probably handle three or four, honestly.
Agreed.
You know, there's a lot of people out there.
I agree.
But,
all right, Ryan, Tyler, New Union Brewery, thanks for spending some time with the Grilling Guys. We wish you the best. We will darken your door because you're another one of our neighborhood breweries.
We appreciate
Fantastic.
It. Thank you very much. Guys. Really appreciate it.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking with a guy named Tony Courthouse, and maybe you've heard him before, but Tony is a professional barbecue store operator as well as a competitive barbecue cook, and Tony just won the big one. He took pork at the American Royal. He's going to give you some tips and techniques. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery pub and kitchen, it's those same ales and real deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, I tell you, those guys from New Union Brewery, for first time out of the gate, they just opened their brewery this year. These guys are spot on. If you're in the Lowell area, which is east of Grand Rapids, you got to swing by and check these guys out because for a new brewery, they've got some awesome, awesome brews, and you're going to like to just darken the door of the tap room. But Barbecue Bob, one of your buddies, had a little bit of success at the Royal.
That's right, and you met Tony at the Royal several years back when we did our show out there. So right now on the grilling line, live from Minnesota, the new royalty in America for pork is Tony Courthouse from Qtopia. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Is he talking to the right show? He said gentlemen.
So,
you know, I guess I should clarify that a little bit.
So happy that you're doing so well on the circuit and you just keep sticking with it. And the success is just going to keep coming at you. We'll be begging you for an autograph someday.
Well, you know, it's kind of nice to finally get a little bit of that recognition and street cred, as I call it. I know you probably have a lot of listeners out there that are competition barbecue guys. You guys have been involved in it yourself over the years and have done a lot of shows and spots on it. But it just takes a lot of time and dedication. We've been competing for 9 years, and contest number 34, we finally hit our first grand championship this year. So we've been able to hone in our cooking techniques and recipes and profiles, and we've won three grand championships, a couple perfect scores this year, and we've had a great competition season. So it just takes a lot of time and dedication.
Yeah, I see you did really well at the food show down in, where were you, down south in Mississippi?
Orange Beach, Alabama, right on the Gulf Shores down there.
Oh, no kidding. And I see you stopped to see the boys at Big Bob Gibson's.
We did, yes. We on our way back on our 22-hour windshield drive time from Alabama back to Minneapolis, we stopped in Decatur, Alabama there and had a great lunch down there.
That is the place to go. Jeff and Chris do just a great job down there, and they've been on the show, and they treat you like royalty when you're there.
The irony of it is we drove to Decatur, Alabama to visit their restaurant and eat their food. They drove to Orange Beach, Alabama that morning. They were judging the top 10 in the burger category that same day. So we probably passed each other on the road.
Yeah. Funny. That's funny.
So, Tony, 34 competitions, and you finally hone it in. Obviously, there's a lot that goes into this tweaking, but is there any one thing that if a guy was looking to just up his game for his pork, and because you're the royal grand champion for pork, which is the granddaddy of them all. If there's one or two tips you could give a listener about cooking that shoulder, what would it be?
You know, the hard part about pork shoulder or pork butt is there's so many different muscles involved. And say, for example, just in the pork butt end of that shoulder, whole shoulder. And each of those muscles kind of finish off at different temperatures. So whether you're slicing the money muscle off the front or pulling some chunked meat out of there or horn meat, there's a lot of different textures and tenderness in there. And the key to pork or any of the other categories or any of the meats that you're cooking, whether it's for competition or backyard cooking, is you just got to hit that right tenderness. And my old adage that I like to use is in competition barbecue, there's 180 points in that score. 170 points of that is how you cook it, you know, from a tenderness perspective. And then the rest of it is all your flavor profile. So a lot of these cooks out there are concerned about flavor profiles, sweet, savory, salty, etc. You really got to hit that tenderness in. Find out what muscles or what pieces of that shoulder or butt you're going to turn in and just make sure you hit that right tenderness.
Are any of the guys using a boned section of meat?
Most of the guys that I know out on the competition circuit will use bone-in shoulder or bone-in pork butts. Mm-hmm. The reason for that is it just holds that meat together. If you ever get a boneless butt from the butcher or any of the big box retailers, you don't know what they've really done to the inside of that pork butt to pull that bone out. So they kind of, you know, cut the heck out of it, and it can kind of fall out, fall apart on your grates. You're almost going to need butcher's twine to kind of pull it up and tie it up into a nice, big, even mass. So that's why a lot of the guys use the bone-in shoulders. It just cooks better and holds together a lot better.
And I want to know, does Butch go with you on all these cooks?
He has actually made it out to a few of them this year. Once we upgraded to a 36-foot toy hauler with air conditioning, you know, the English Bulldog wanted to ride along, so he's got some comforts and air conditioning that he can rest in.
Butch,
so
yes, Butch got his claim to fame on this show with Rob Russell about 5 years ago. And I won't reveal any more than that, but you remember that episode, I'm sure.
I do. You'll have to go back into the archives of the Grilling Guys radio show.
It's
and
so good.
The Wild Hog, that's all we'll say.
Yeah, I remember that. Something to do with a knife.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with Tony Courthouse right now from Qtopia Barbecue Supply in Minnetonka, Minnesota. And I see your lovely wife is traveling with you on a lot of these.
Yeah, same thing. Once we upgraded to the toy hauler with the king bed in the front, more than happy to come along. She didn't want to sleep in the lawn chairs or the zero-gravity chairs that we have been doing for the last 8 or 9 years. So I can't blame her. So.
No.
Tony, back to the tenderness. Is that a temperature thing? And if it is, what temperature are you looking to hit that perfect tenderness?
It's more by feel. I will start to, for example, on the money muscles on the front edge of that pork butt, once it starts to hit about 190 internal temperature, that's when I use my my instant read thermometer to kind of poke in. And if that thermometer is sliding in at a nice, you know, even push without a lot of resistance, you know, I know it's done. So you will watch the meat up until a certain temperature, and then after that it becomes feel, and that's where just the many years of cooking in the mini contests every season, just to kind of get that touch and feel dialed in. The other critical thing is, for example, I will put my pork shoulders on at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I want those off my pit about 10 or 10:30 in the morning, and those will actually then rest in the camera or hot box, you know, for 2 or 3 hours before we actually pull those out. So you've got to be careful on that residual heat that's in that meat and the rise of the temperature. So that tenderness is just it's a judgment call, and it just takes years of practice to get that right.
So if you folks want to look Tony up, you can look for Qtopia online. It's Qtopia. And it's Qtopia Barbecue Supply and Wholesale, I believe, is what you call your business.
Yep, Qtopia Barbecue Supply and Catering, we don't do any of the catering anymore. We're mainly focused on the barbecue supply side of things.
Well, you've got a nice selection of product, and I know the folks in Minneapolis are really happy to have you in the neighborhood, so they have a real barbecue guy to purchase all these cool things that a lot of us in the industry love. But, you know, the average guy in the backyard doesn't get exposed because so many grill shops, you know, just have your basic stuff in them. So you've got a great assortment of product there, and you've just done so well. I'm having fun watching you from afar since the days when we were repping that one brand.
Yes, yep. And the invite still stands for you to come if you're ever in the area or can make a weekend work to come and cook with us next year. You're more than welcome to come along.
I'm going to make that happen. I'm sorry it fell apart this year, but Tony, congratulations to you and your team. Thanks so much for taking a little time with us this morning, and we're going to check back in with you in a while and make sure you say hi to Butch.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Tony's a true professional, and the fact is that he has this barbecue equipment store, and he's a great resource because if you talk to him, he's generally used every piece of equipment that's in that store at one time or another.
It's kind of
like going to an Ace Hardware or something, right, where you go over to Kingsland, and they got expert advice on everything in the store.
Right.
This guy's got the same thing going on.
Well, you know, he and I trained in Kansas City together.
Right.
So I've watched him do all these competitions, and his game has just – I mean, he's doing elaborate things. They're buying Wagyu beef for their brisket. And, I mean, he's spending a ton of money to compete. It's not a cheap game. But, you know, fortunately, he can do that.
Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit of turkey with you, whether it be on the grill or the smoker. You're going to want to stay with us because it's almost Thanksgiving, and we might have a tip or two to make your bird a little bit better. You listen to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Move it, up to-
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I tell you that, Tony Courthouse, he's an impressive guy. You know, sticking with it 10, 11 years before he won his first championship. And it's kind of like you crack the egg, right? Because he's won two or three now since he won the first one.
Yep.
And you just got to get there, and I'm sure it's a confidence level.
Well, he's a ton of fun, too.
Yeah.
Watching him grow and watching his store grow, because I remember when he told me he was going to do it, I'm like, wow. And you know, fortunately, he could afford to do it because his wife has a really great job, so he didn't need to pull a bunch of money out of the business. That's a big deal. Just like these brewers that we're on, I mean – you have to be able to manage your money to grow a new business. It's just going to take it.
The business,
it's not easy.
The business gets paid first every time.
Yes.
Every time.
And your employees.
Right.
So Turkey Day is coming. I thought we should talk a little bit of turkey.
Yeah. Why not?
So what do you like better, grill or smoker?
You know, I enjoy smoking the turkey, but I have a problem, and I'm going to ask you to help me solve it. And maybe it's a combination of the grill and the smoker that I need to do to solve this, but I enjoy the smoky flavor, light, with fruit wood, right? I'm an apple guy, usually. Throw some apple on the smoker.
You are an apple guy.
Right. But my question is that I've not had great luck getting the skin crispy on a smoked turkey before it's done. And I don't know if it's the temperature that I'm smoking it at, because I'm at like 225 is where I try to keep it. And, you know, I run it up to 165 degrees in that thigh joint or deep in the breast. And I want to make sure that that's done, because the worst thing you can do is cut that and you have the little bloody by the bone,
don't
right?
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. I mean,
especially
just,
if your guests are sick.
Right, yeah.
It's like, exactly. Oh, yeah. I probed it 18 times.
Yeah. So, but the skin, unlike an oven where you're doing it at 350, right? The skin gets crispy on it and gets that golden brown. Mm-hmm. I've not had such great luck with that on the smoker.
Are you doing it breast up or breast down?
Up is what I'm doing. Up.
All right. Now, it kind of kills the presentation slightly, but I would recommend breast down.
Okay.
Because the breast wants to dry out.
Yeah.
So you don't want that at the hottest part of the smoker. You want that to go a little slower than the rest. The thighs and the wings and the joints are going to be the ones that you have to work on the most to get to your temperature, right? So you got to protect the breasts. And you will, I mean, depending on how you're suspending it, you can find something that'll cradle it so that you don't have grill marks on it if that bothers you.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't really care as much about the grill marks as I do perfect meat. And the grill marks are kind of a sign of satisfaction to me, but
right.
I understand my wife likes to do it in the oven. She wants that perfect bird.
Golden brown.
Which bird. Really doesn't make any sense, because I carve it before it even hits the table.
Yeah, and for anybody
so
saw
it. So it doesn't matter.
Right. She gets a peek at it for about a minute. And
yeah.
Then it's, yeah.
Yeah. So you got to pick your priorities. Do you want perfect meat or you want a perfect presentation? You
right.
can't really have both, to be honest with you. because you have so many, like Tony said about that butt muscle, the pork shoulder, you have so many different muscles and things going on in there that they are literally different types of meat.
The turkey,
like a
yeah.
turtle yep. has seven. Well, a pork shoulder has three, and a turkey has three. So you're or maybe four. So you're dealing with how far are they in on the animal, whether mm-hmm. or not you stuffed it. And I would never stuff it for a smoke.
Nope. I agree. That's a great tip right there. Is cook your dressing on the outside of the bird if you're going to smoke it, because what it's going to do is it's going to take so long to get that core of that stuffing hot enough that the outside's going to dry out.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking turkey right now because that's going to be coming at us.
Right.
And we all love Turkey Day. We love Thanksgiving, everything it represents. And sometimes, if you're lucky, or maybe a bachelor, you get to do the turkey on the grill. Right. Otherwise, like in my house, my wife takes over the proteins on Thanksgiving and wants me nowhere near. And I'm totally cool just watching the Lions play.
Sure.
That's a very good day for me.
Yeah.
When the good china comes out, Barbecue Bob takes a vacation. I don't even have to wash them because I'll break
them. That's a bellwether indicator right there, brother.
Right there. So there's another cool way to do it. There is. Now, let's say you've got a Kamado cooker, and you do. You've got an extra large big green egg.
Right.
You might want to do your turkey on that.
So tell me how to do it.
Well, so what I would do is have a great big round casserole bowl of some sort, casserole plate, and I'd put my stuffing in the bottom, and I would lay my turkey on top.
In the center of it, kind of a ring around the turkey.
And I would smoke the turkey disassembled, spatchcock it, cut it into pieces, and I would disassemble it and cook all those at different times. Now, what I'm going to probably do is I'm going to take those thighs, and I'm going to pre-cook them about a half hour more than the rest of the stuff because they're going to take some time.
Okay. Even the breast?
The breast is going to cook faster.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
Okay.
It's so lean. There's nothing to come out of it. So then I'm going to pre-cook those thighs, not the wings, pre-cook the thighs a half an hour.
On the smoker?
Yep. And then I'm going to put all that meat on top of the stuffing, and I'm going to throw it back in the smoker. Now, you could go so far as to say, don't even throw any flavor wood on there. Kind of like my theory on salmon, sometimes people just don't want a lot of smoke. If it's a tender meat, you don't need a whole lot of smoke.
Well,
if you have a good charcoal, you and I use Parker,
right.
You know, it's a wonderful charcoal, so the flavor is so good. You don't really need anything else. And that way, if people are not big smoke fans, you didn't just totally ruin all the protein for the entire family.
Right, didn't offend
anybody.
But I
can tell you, I do three turkeys at Christmas when we have Maureen's family over. And two of them are on the smoker. One is in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
The leftover turkey is from the oven.
So that's a grilling guy's pride
it's
showing through right there, man.
Well, it's a shocker.
Right.
Because I would have thought, well, most people don't want it smoked. Wrong. Most people do want it smoked.
Right.
So Julia Childs came up with that method. It's not my method on the stuffing, and she's pretty awesome on turkey. So
Julia. I'm not a Julia. Yes. I'm not a expert on stuffing at all. But is it a little bit more of a wet mix that you're going to put on there?
Very.
Yeah, that's what I thought, maybe.
Stuffing is always wet, and that's a trick. I'm not either. My wife's really good at stuffing. She's done a million different ways, but it is kind of wet, so it adds moisture to the turkey as you smoke it.
Right.
So you want to get your skin crispy. That's how we actually started off this.
Right.
If you want to get your skin crispy, what are you doing to that skin before you put it in the smoker?
Well, I'm usually rubbing a little Old World Olive Company oil on it, and then maybe some just, you know, the aromatic herbs that are on there for the outside.
Little
sea salt.
You need a lot of sea salt.
And that'll crisp it up.
Yes.
Okay, because I've not been doing that.
Yep.
Okay, well, very good. Yeah, salt, that makes
sense.
And then
your temperature. So you don't want to smoke at a real high temperature. You're not smoking, you're baking.
Right.
So go about 275. You're still getting some smoke. And then maybe flash the thing for 15 minutes. If you can run the temp up or throw it in the oven at about 500 degrees and just run it up and crisp up that skin. It'll crisp up in no time.
Well, you could do that because with the green egg is if I open the chamber down below and take the cap off, that thing will heat in a hurry.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
it'll
just
come
do that.
Up to...
So you'll just crisp everything up. And if you've got it on top of that stuffing, you'll have one bitchin' presentation.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Thank you. That looks like that could be the way we're going to go with this thing. But you're saying quarter it out, take the leg quarters off.
Exactly.
It and the breast,
pre-cook
the wings.
Pre-cook the thighs.
Right. Because
they're going to be slow.
Okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you
so
have
you're kind
it.
Of spatchcocking a turkey, basically.
Right. And those of you that don't know what we're talking about with spatchcock, you kind of take the backbone out of the bird and splay it out. But Bob took it one step further there. Is actually we're going to cut off the leg quarters, put them on there, give them a little extra love, and then put it all back together and let it cook on the
smoker.
And
those trimmings, as you're taking them apart, you can take that backbone and your organs and all that stuff, the neck, and you can boil all that down for stock for your gravy.
Yeah, fabulous.
Because on the smoker, you're not going to get grease.
Yeah, fabulous. Well, coming up next, we're going to do a little bit of wrap-up of this deal. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com. Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
Yeah, you are a man, especially if you just came back from deer camp and you're thinking about some turkey on the grill.
Or some fresh venison.
Or, you know what, if you're still heading out to deer camp, you can go to Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac and bring some pasties up to deer camp.
That's kind of where they were originally put together. You know, you put those things, you heat them up, put them in your
they
pocket.
Slide
you got
right
them
into
there.
Your overalls, buddy.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, so anyway, today's man law. Never badmouth your wife and coach your kids' teams.
Amen to that.
Yep.
Amen to that.
Coach your kids' teams. I was a sucky coach.
Right.
But you know what? I wouldn't trade those days now for anything. I learned a lot about the sport because I was forced to.
Right.
And I was not a good coach.
Right.
I know that. Because I was never a good athlete.
Right.
You were a good baseball player.
Right.
I was never a good athlete.
Yeah. Even if you're sideways with your wife, you don't take that to the public. Handle that stuff at home.
No, save that for Facebook.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So, fresh or frozen, what do you like for your turkey?
Fresh.
Why?
Because I just think the freezing process changes the texture of the meat at the end of the day.
I do too.
I can't explain it. I don't know why. I just know that's the way it is.
Most people would agree with you.
Right. And I much prefer the fresh bird and being able to season it, handle it, get it ready to go, and know that it was never – it isn't 20 weeks old and it's been sitting in some freezer at some
right.
point in time.
And those are okay too. But I'm sure Sobey has lots of fresh turkey.
Right.
And I know for a fact that our friends up north in Houghton Lake, R&L, I think is what it's called, the food shop up there on 55 and the corner intersection there of
right.
27.
Well,
Best Choice is called.
Right. Our friend Matt that runs the Pit Stop Barbecue, right? We had him on last week, and he would smoke a turkey for you if you don't want to do it. But he emphasized fresh turkeys, never been frozen.
Really?
Yeah. And so the issue is...
So fresh or frozen, do you brine?
I do not.
No?
But a lot of people do. But I just
I would
don't
say
think
this.
It's necessary
I would
for me.
Say this. If it's frozen, you definitely want to brine. Here's an easy way to brine, and people always struggle with thawing their turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So make your brine, which is salt and sugar, like depending if you've got a 2 gallons of water, you're going to use a half cup salt, half cup sugar. Throw some aromatics, a little rosemary, whatever you want, a little tarragon or whatever you like for your herbals. And then cool that water off with some ice and throw your turkey in there and let it sit in there for at least a day as it's...
And it's thawed already.
Well,
right?
It might be like only half thawed.
Okay.
This brine will help it finish thawing.
Right.
And so you got to remember to thaw a turkey in the refrigerator 3-4 days before you want to cook it.
Exactly. You don't want to ever, ever put the thing in a sink full of warm water and let it thaw. You want this thing to come to life slowly because it's going to retain its juiciness and it's just going to be a better product at the end if you let it thaw out slowly.
I brine whether it's frozen or fresh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, and what, like why? What are you doing with the brine? What do you think that does to the
brine? Especially if I'm going to smoke it. Mm-hmm. It adds moisture. What happens is osmosis in that meat. And the salts and sugars actually transfer through that meat in a form of osmosis. So the fluids want to flow through that muscle, even though the animal's not alive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you're distributing the salt and sugar into portions of the meat that you can't get to unless you inject.
And you're doing that for about 24 hours.
Yep.
You're going to pull it out, pat it dry, right? And then you're going to, again, if we're smoking, we're not stuffing the
bird. I'm going to rub EVO on it.
Right. Yep. Right. And then maybe some of your seasonings.
I'm going to put a nice
in.
Garlic EVO from Old World and throw my salts and peppers and don't need much.
Hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We wish you, your family, and all your friends the happiest and safest of Thanksgivings. If you haven't got your buck yet, good luck. Get out in the woods and make it happen. And we'll talk with you next week.